plate a potential nugget.
Nirab, in my conversations, I like to rewind the clock a little bit to get a sense of where people come from. And one of the pieces I try and explore is formative years and how, let's say, the first 15, 18 years shape who we are, shape a big portion of who we are. So if you went back in time, are there two, three things that stand out, which still forms a core part of who you are?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first 10, 15 years of life, I was 10 years old when my parents sent me to boarding school to India. So I was born and raised in Canada, and my parents immigrated. Both of them went to IIT Kharagpur, and my mom was the first electrical engineer, woman electrical engineer from IIT Kharagpur. So they all went with the brain drain to Canada. And so we sort of grew up there like a regular Indian family. And at the age of 10, my parents sent me to boarding school with this whole understanding that I would learn about my country and my culture and be more of a balanced person, is what they told me. In retrospect, now that I have kids around the same age, I realize, oh, it's so great just to send kids off to boarding school because you can learn and be disciplined, and you know, it's easier for parents in some ways. But
which,
I think that...
Which one was it, if I may ask?
It was in Bangalore, called Bishop Cotton Girls' School. And my mom really just chose it because the weather was nice in Bangalore.
fair enough.
But I think that really shaped me in a number of different ways. I think when you're 10 and you're sent off to school, there's an element of like being independent, but you start to form relationships and you start to realize how important who you're with influences you. And at school, I was very privileged to the extent I was one of the few folks who came all the way from Canada. And so I couldn't go home that often. And so my matron there would always kind of make me feel very special. And I felt very spoiled. And at times, I think I took advantage of my position because I'd bring like bubble gum and stuff, tuck, and I would trade my gum for like chana or banana chips. And it was never sort of fair amounts. But yeah, I think that experience really, really shaped me in terms of being more comfortable with myself, with where I am coming from. And I think also just a sense of discipline and routine. And I think what boarding schools end up shaping people, you don't realize at the time, but in retrospect, I think that was probably one of the important moments, I suppose, in my life. If we're still on the 10, 15 years, so I almost for most of those years went to an all-girls school. So Bishop Cotton was an all-girls school. Then when I came back to Canada, I went to an all-girls school. And I think it helped me. I mean, I complained all the time, but it helped me because, and now that I even look at research for single-sex education for girls, I think girls start to opt out in the co-ed format from math and science. And I think I didn't actually have an option. So my parents were like, you are studying math and science. And I was like, but what about art and drama and liberal arts? And they were like, no, you don't get jobs with that. So both my sister and I basically studied science. And I think that was helpful to be in that sort of protective environment in those years. And in some way that shaped me that when you go off to college, you're just a lot, yeah, more confident.
Got it. And just maybe picking up on what you said, given you have children around that sort of stage, do you think about it any differently, boarding school versus day school?
Yeah. Well, so I married someone who didn't go to boarding school. So I think what happens in that battle is the one who didn't go to boarding school usually wins. Because you don't really want to send your kids away. I mean, I think they're very fulfilling to be together. I don't think it's an easy decision. And so, yeah, I didn't fight that battle.
The key takeaway for me here was the point around independence of thought that Neera spoke about. In a world with abundance of choices and multiple folks on the road ahead, fostering independence of thinking and helping children build relationships with the ecosystem around them, I guess, are the meta skills that we need to think about as we raise our children. Thank you for listening. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. In fact, Google has recently launched an app for podcast listening on Android platforms too. If you went to playtopotential.com,
you would also have the opportunity to listen to multiple voices curated by a topic. You just have to click on the curated playlist section. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate and review the show. It will help others discover it. Thank you for listening.